You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Charlie Satristegui chats with Emma Cusack on a dating app, and the two decide to share a hotel room during a Vegas trip. They get into a fight as Satristegui tries to kick Cusack out of the room. She grabs the man's gun and shoots him dead. Cusack steals his wallet, cell phone, and leaves the hotel in his car.
Satristegui, 36, showed her the handgun before the couple went to bed, telling Cusack about his hunting hobby. The argument began when Satristegui asked Cusack to leave the room because of her coughing around 3 a.m. After fleeing the scene, Cusack called 911 herself, first telling officers that they had gotten in an argument and Satristegui attacked her, then changing her story, admitting that she was upset when Satristegui asked her to leave as she had nowhere to go.
Cusack, 18, now charged with murder. Derek Porter, high on meth, throws a cinder block through the window of a Florida church to get inside. Besides causing $8,000 worth of damages, he steals statues and electronic equipment, including a computer and TV. A woman inside the church hears the crash and calls police. When they arrive, cops find Porter underwater in the baptismal pool, attempting to baptize himself. After Porter is cuffed on several charges, including burglary, a canine officer rewards himself with a dip in the baptismal pool, too. Well, that's two creatures that came to the Lord. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Prosecutors will not pursue a death sentence for a Utah mother who authored a children's book on coping with loss after her husband died and is now suspected of poisoning him to death. We turn to Crime Online's Sydney Sumner for more.
Prosecutors claim 33-year-old Corey Richens poisoned 39-year-old Eric Richens last year by inserting five times the deadly quantity of fentanyl into a Moscow Mule cocktail she mixed for him. Following her husband's death, the mother of three self-published Are You With Me?, a children's book about a deceased father with angel wings who watches over his sons. She advertised the book on TV and radio, promoting it as a tool to help children cope with the loss of a loved one. According to a court filing, prosecutors decided not to seek the death penalty after consulting with the victim's father and two sisters. Following a hearing in June during which Richens' sister-in-law described her as, quote, desperate, greedy, and extremely manipulative, a judge ordered Richens to remain in jail until trial. Prosecutors claim Richens planned her husband's death for months, making financial arrangements and purchasing medications that were found in his system following his death in March 2022. Defense lawyers, meanwhile, have stated that no narcotics were discovered at the family home following the death of Richens' husband. They've also argued that a witness, a housekeeper who claims to have sold the pills to Richens, had an incentive to lie in order to avoid facing state and federal criminal charges.
Meanwhile, Richens is being sued for more than $13 million in damages for alleged financial malfeasance prior to and after her husband's death. Overseas now, as a former neonatal nurse who killed seven babies in her care and attempted to kill six others at a hospital in northern England, has been sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole. In handing down his decision, the judge emphasized the, quote, cruelty and calculation of her acts. Lucy Letby, who failed to appear in court in front of mourning parents who expressed their outrage and pain, was sentenced to the harshest punishment possible under British law, which does not allow the death penalty. According to Justice James Goss, the number of deaths and attempts, as well as the nature of the murders committed by a neonatal nurse charged with the care of the most vulnerable patients, supplied the, quote, exceptional circumstances required to impose a so-called whole life order, which is extremely rare. Back in this country now, as a New York City drug dealer has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for delivering fentanyl-laced heroin to The Wire actor Michael K. Williams, causing his death. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
40-year-old Irvin Cartagena of Puerto Rico was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Ronnie Abrams. Cartagena pleaded guilty to narcotics conspiracy in April. Williams died of an overdose at his Brooklyn penthouse residence in September 2021. He died hours after authorities said he bought the heroin from Cartagena on a sidewalk in Brooklyn's Williamsburg area in a transaction seen on security footage. Williams was best known for his role as Omar Little, a renegade drug dealer robber on HBO's The Wire, which aired from 2002 to 2008. Aside from his role on the critically acclaimed drama, Williams has also appeared in films and TV shows such as Boardwalk Empire.
Cartagena was up against a mandatory minimum of 5 years in prison with a maximum sentence of 40 years.
Caden Black, 19, moves out of his dad's Pennsylvania home to live with friends after starting a new job. In the weeks leading up to Christmas, Caden becomes more reserved, spending time in his room instead of hanging out with those same friends. He calls his dad, telling him he's coming by the next day but never shows up. Caden last seen by roommates at their home the night before the missed visit. Caden Black, now missing from Wrightsville, Pennsylvania, over 8 months. If you have info on Caden Black, please call Lower Windsor Township PD 717-244-8055. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.